Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This used to be what was called a free country, and people could do what they thought was appropriate. And if somebody feels strongly about everybody should wear a mask, then they shouldn't be around people that don't wear masks.
All right, Louis Gohmert tests positive for COVID-19, so he did not fly with the president on Air Force One back to Texas. And he was, as you heard there, really touting the non-mask kind of deal. He did say that if he did get it, he would wear the mask. He is wearing a mask. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just another day in America and beyond our borders, dealing with this strange place we find ourselves in, where there is cause for optimism and then there is cause for concern. The economy still churning along slowly in some senses, and people who are innovating, trying to make the turn, trying to reimagine, doing a little bit better, but having to juggle and figure it out. I'm proud of this country. I say it all the time. I could not be more proud to be an American. And the one thing that I see constantly in the conversations that I'm having with people is that people are helping other people. They're helping them start up other careers. They're helping them get the jobs that are available if they've lost a job. They're helping them start thinking a different way and helping them to get a leg up. And neighbors are helping neighbors. Not that they weren't before, but now more than ever, communities have really, really, really come together. And that is a good thing. So it wasn't a good thing that Gohmert, who, you know, he's been a rep from Texas's first congressional district since 2005, that he tested positive for it. It's good that they found out before he jumped on Air Force One. But he says that he is going to take hydroxy, you know, chloroquine, and that's part of the COVID treatment for him. And he says he's going to wear a mask since he tested positive. Because of him testing positive, one of the things they're talking about on the Hill is, look, everybody has to wear the mask now. Like, let's not debate it. Let's just everybody wear the mask. And then we move on with this. There were a lot of staffers that were ordered to get tests before they can go to meetings and resume activities. And some are sequestering in their offices until they can get tested. And Gohmert's office notified Republican leaders, who notified House medical staff. And the protocol kicked in for further notification because they do have a protocol in place. And you know, some say they're just going to, they'd been near him, and they're just going to self-quarantine. And that included fellow Texan Republican Congresswoman Kay Granger, who sat next to Gohmert on a recent flight. And then there are some others who had dealt with him a lot on the Hill and felt like they have to be safe rather than, you know, sorry. And Gohmert said, he did say this, I can't help but think that if I had been wearing a mask so much in the last 10 days or so, I really wonder if I would have gotten it. You know, though, moving the mask around, getting it just right, we're bound to put some virus on the mask that I sucked in that could have happened if I was wearing it incorrectly. And, of course, it's one of the things that I guess isn't talked about enough. If you incorrectly wear a mask, touching it, adjusting it, you know, that could, of course, lead to exposure. And the face masks are most effective, of course, when you don't touch your face or move the mask around when using it. But who knows? You know, who knows how he got it? They'll try to trace that. But he didn't get on Air Force One. Like I said, that's the good news. He says his doctors are all in on this. He's going to take zinc and some other things as well. And he's, you know, he moves on with that and sequesters and, you know, there you go. And there's so much back and forth over where politically speaking, and people that are exposed, that expose other people, that then it goes to the Republican National Convention, and initially that was going to be held, and the Democrats immediately called theirs off, realizing the spread. I mean, it's about the spread, and the tracing is always so interesting to me in figuring out that puzzle of where were you, who did you come in contact with, and of course notifying them as soon as possible so less chance of that spread. I mean, still is about the thing we hate to hear, but it's true. It still is about flattening the curve. We're waiting to see what the medical people come up with the vaccine. All right, so numbers. Let me jump to those quickly. Of course, we have a whole segment on it, but 153,000 people have died in the U.S. with COVID-19. There are 4.51 million confirmed cases. 2.21 million have recovered. Deaths worldwide, 665,000, 9.9 million recovered, and 16.9 million confirmed. So that's where we're at. Those are the numbers. One life is too many. We know that. But whether we get this vaccine rolling before the beginning of the year, or before the end of the year, rather, or in the beginning of the year, or maybe by the spring, it's a good thing to push for that, and it's definitely happening with these trials, and our fingers are crossed, and everything else, of course, in between. In the meantime, what is the relief for the who need the economic relief? There is negotiations on a new coronavirus relief bill, but it hit an impasse on Wednesday. There is no clear path, I guess. Millions of Americans are facing a drop in unemployment benefits, and of course our economy is teetering on the brink because of the shuttering of businesses and restaurants and bars and so many other air travel, hotel stays, all of that. A meeting, however, between top White House officials, I'll call them, and the Dems ended with no agreement on extending emergency unemployment benefits, because they expire on Friday, or on reviving a moratorium on evictions that lapsed last week. That means 20 million jobless Americans will lose $600 weekly. Enhanced unemployment benefits that Congress approved in March, which could send the economy in the direction that we don't want to see. Reeling, in other words, could send it in the opposite direction. We'll see if the stimulus is included in everything. It sounds like that's going to be included in it. So there would be another round of that. But solving the other part of it because of, I think, the impasse, the struggle over whether people are, in fact, actually thinking, why am I working if I'm making more money? It doesn't make sense. So there's ultimately the jumping jacks of that, the tug of war over stay at home and get paid more or go to work and risk it. Well, there isn't very much choice in that, and that's part of that whole debate over the $600 extra and how much that can mean to some paychecks and how it's a dissuading factor in everything connected to the virus. By the way, speaking of the virus, just quickly, the Marlins coronavirus outbreak, some of you asked me about this, forced Major League Baseball to shuffle the schedule of 5 teams when you have 17 players and others who tested positive for COVID-19. I mean, they had to scrap it. So that means they were going to play the Phillies. They were going to play the Yankees were expected to play the Phillies in New York. That got rescheduled. The Orioles, Marlins, all that. Those mixes and matches don't happen. Stay with us.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Yeah, right. Segment Odds and Ends. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope that you are well wherever you are listening to my voice, whether it's overseas or perhaps you're in some hamlet, some hall, some hole, some giant cavern. I don't know. Maybe you're camping. Wherever you are, I hope that you're fine and safe and finding a way to escape the insanity. You know, it is starting to get on people's nerves, where that's why we're seeing RV rentals are through the roof and more people are trying to figure out ways to get out and do it safely and, you know, just enjoy whatever it is that they want to enjoy. It is very odd to think, I just can't, you know, I have to think about the logistics of what I'm doing. And luckily, more people are thinking about the logistics of what they're doing instead of the anesthesiologists who just throw a party, woo, and then they all get sick with coronavirus and their doctors, or the Goldman Sachs CEO that throws a party in the Hamptons to raise money, and it's supposed to be social distancing, and hardly it looked like it was social distancing, infuriating the governor. And then there's been a slew of other parties that, of course, we've heard about and know about, because we see that many cases sometimes come out of those. But bravo to the rest of you who are concerned about humanity and do this social distancing thing. You can still have some beers, some, you know, cocktails, whatever, with a handful of your pals. Just social distance. Have it in a backyard. Come on, have it in a front yard. Whatever. Have it in a parking lot. I've seen that. I've seen all of that. People are clever. So be clever and have a conscience instead of these screw-ups that I think just drag this on even more, because we don't want to be dragged in the direction that we're going, and we want this wrapped up sooner rather than later so we can get back to the business of having one of the best economies in the world and not having a threat to children going back to school and debating on if it's safe and what about teachers and what about people with pre-existing conditions and all of that. Because you heard the totals, I said the U.S. leads the world with over 150,000 virus deaths, so that's a pretty grim milestone, and it's one that we don't want to keep ticking up and 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 up, because we want to go in the opposite. We want to go in the opposite direction, I guess. Let's put it that way. What's in a note? What's in a note is sometimes the guessing game. If you're a politician, especially if you're running for the highest office in the land, Joe Biden hasn't said anything about who his vice president is going to be. You know, there's just been speculation about it. Supposedly, next week, there will be an announcement as to who that is going to be. We know it's going to be a woman because he did say that a long time ago. He was taking questions from reporters, and he held notes that an Associated Press photographer caught, captured on camera, and Harris's name was scrawled across the top. And on the notes, it said, Do not hold grudges. Campaigned with me and Jill. Talented. Great help to campaign. Great respect for her. So all these, it was like a listing of what was good about her. And so the speculation is, oh, well, you know, they know each other. She seems like she's had a tough debate performance and she feels good about that. And maybe this pick next week will be her. And it is interesting, isn't it, that that he had those notes and they happened to catch it. And it just kind of raised raised her stock, so to speak, as she could be the one. Is she the one who's going to be the VP pick? So sometimes we see where there's a lot of speculation over who's on the short list and who is it going to be. And, you know, remember back to Donald Trump and all the speculation of who was going to be his VP. And sort of, in a way, Mike Pence came out of nowhere. It worked, but there were lots of other, I think, people that were on the short list that I was surprised about. And then I think a lot of people were surprised about Pence. And, of course, there's not a change there. And it's whether or not the president is going to be the fourth two-term president in a row. And there's some interesting things that have come out. And this is great for that speculation game when we talk about trying to figure out, you know, the politics of the day. And there's speculation that some people with their political views are afraid to share. So when you try to figure out who might vote which way, especially when we're less than 100 days away from another election, there are people censoring themselves. I saw a Cato National Survey that found that self-censorship is on the rise in the U.S. About two-thirds, so 62% of Americans, say the political climate prevents them from saying things they believe, just anything, not even just who they're voting for president, because others might find them offensive. The fears cross partisan lines. So majorities of Democrats, 52%, Independents, 59%, Republicans, 77%, they all agree, and this is just, by the way, in this survey, they all agree that they have political opinions that they're afraid to share, that they feel pressured to think and act a certain way and conform, or they want to have civil discussions and they don't want to go at each other's throats. And, you know, should they be able to share their views? And what does that say if they feel like they can't share their views? What does that reveal about our society and the nation that we live in? You know, this is exactly why I started the show. It's exactly why I make that statement and wing it in there once in a while about, I don't care what your politics are, what your label is, what you label yourself as, independent, Republican, you know, Tea Party. Remember, that was just pick what you are, independent. liberal, whatever the label, have the discussion. In my family, the way I grew up, it was, you better have the discussion, and it's fine if you don't agree. If you don't agree with the politics of what you think that is at the table, then have your point of view and talk about why you think X, Y, Z. So I was never fearful of that, but I know exactly what they're talking about because you've seen those, you've seen those explosions when people don't realize friendships are on the line or whatever, which is ridiculous, but it is the way we live, I guess, that some people are fearful of saying what they think. And it does make you wonder, though, when you look at polls and you see how far up, like if you took Biden in some states, is that accurate or not accurate, where he's, you know, 10 points ahead of Trump, or some of that is that flipped in another direction in some cases, being afraid to share. So not saying, not just again with political, I mean not with presidential race only, but with other things that are current in whatever area you hail from. Too bad if that's the case, right? Because I think if your friends are your friends, and if you can't say what you really think, and you're conforming to you're leaping in the same direction just for the sake of doing that. It's one thing to decide, I'm not going to jump into the conversation because it's ridiculous, and I'm not going to, it's just the direction it's going, and I'm not going to be involved in it because we don't have time or whatever it is. But it's another thing to completely withhold and feel like I'm just going to say what they say just for the sake of it, you know. And there are some people that worry that their political views could harm their employment, and I agree with that. I agree with that statement. 32% say that. But, of course, now many aren't in offices, so that does make a difference. Those gatherings, those conversations aren't what they used to be. But a third of employed Americans say they're personally worried about missing out on career opportunities or losing their job if their political opinions became known. And that's the thing, where companies are very careful about what's bounced around and what's said because of what could happen ultimately for people who are walking that thin line, that political line that's different from, you know, the boss, let's say. And also the fact that you could end up having World War III among the cubicles. And that would not be good. How do you explain that? We started arguing about the elections. Next thing you know, there was no social distancing. All right, hang with us. Lots of good things coming your way on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just hours after Congressman Louie Gohmert tested positive for COVID-19, Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a mask mandate for the House floor.
The members cannot come onto the floor of the House unless they have a mask, and I, as Speaker, have directed the Sergeant-at-Arms, the Capitol Police, to refuse entry into the hall if people don't have on a mask.
The heads of Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Google testified before a House committee investigating their practices. Congressman David Cicilline said the power of these companies needs to be checked by Congress.
Their ability to dictate terms, call the shots, upend entire sectors, and inspire fear represent the powers of a private government. Our founders would not bow before a king, nor should we bow before the emperors of the online economy.
This is USA Radio News. Another massive storm is set to hit the United States. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A tropical storm could slam Florida this upcoming weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying yesterday that a storm in the Atlantic is expected to become Tropical Storm Isaias today, and the effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week.
Are they simply too big? That's the focus of a hearing which happened on Capitol Hill involving big tech companies like Facebook and Apple. Congressman Jerry Nadler says Mark Zuckerberg gobbles up rivals that he sees as competition.
Facebook, by Mr. Zuckerberg's own admission and by the documents we have from the time, Facebook saw Instagram as a threat that could potentially siphon business away from Facebook. And so rather than compete with it, Facebook bought it. This is exactly the type of anti-competitive acquisition that the antitrust laws were designed to prevent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Water crisis, obviously, many times on this show. It seems like forever ago, doesn't it? If you think of the Flint children who are at this point now 6 to 12 years old and who claim they were lead poisoned by city water, now it's civil lawsuit time. I mean, that's, you know, how the courts turn. You know, I'm from a family of lawyers, so I understand this. And it was first heard in U.S. District Court. You know, they're on track to have their civil lawsuits heard for the first time, rather, in U.S. District Court. And that may happen in the fall, may happen, it looks like, in November. So we have an attorney who represents thousands of Flint residents in state and federal lawsuits. Corey Stern joins us. Corey, thanks for coming on. Where are we at with the kids, like I mentioned, and this possible start for this first hearing, this civil lawsuit?
Thank you so much for having me. So there's roughly 8,000 children in Flint, Michigan, who at the time of the water crisis were under the age of 18. Many of them now may be adults. The youngest ones now are probably, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. And the federal court judge in Ann Arbor has set the first round of trials for what was supposed to be the end of November, but it just got moved as a result of COVID to the third week in January 2021. And it'll be a trial for somewhere between one child and 14 children. There's been a process over the last year, year and a half to narrow down the first pool of trials. And the judge made it clear that she wanted the most impacted group of people, which is children who were under the age of six at the time who were exposed to lead. She wants the first group of trials to be for those kids. And it's gone from 150 kids, a pool of 150 kids that were randomly selected, to 100, to 50, to 30, to now 14. And the judges indicated that the number that will be tried will be somewhere between 1 and 14, most likely closer to 14 than 1. And the goal of these trials is to sort of get, you know, an idea of what at a trial the issues really are between the defendants and the plaintiffs and what the values of the cases are with an eye towards settling.
Okay, so you look at these kids and you talk about their ages. Let's go there first. After what happened in Flint, what happened to them, to their health, et cetera?
So kids who are lead poisoned, it's you know, it's a little nuanced, but the reality is what kids who are lead poisoned lose is their potential. I mean, the easiest way to describe it is that it creates cognitive deficits in kids, which make it more difficult for them to learn. It makes it far more likely that a lead poisoned kid will be held back in school once or maybe even twice. It makes their attention span significantly decreased. It creates anxiety and anxiousness and also anger issues in kids. And so ultimately what you have is a kid who, before he or she was lead poisoned, had the capability or potential to do X. You know, maybe it's just graduate from high school, or maybe it's go to college, or maybe it's get a master's degree or a doctorate degree. And whatever that potential is, significant diminishment of that potential such that the kid who may have been able to graduate from high school likely won't. The kid who may have been able to go to college likely won't. The kid that may have been able to get a graduate degree likely won't. And so they will always, for the most part, be able to accomplish less than they otherwise would have. And that's just in one box. And then in the other box is, you know, what's the value of, you know, how do you quantify what it means for a kid who is a year or two older than his classmates, who's growing a mustache before they're even having their voice change, who's taken twice as long on exams to do, you know, twice as poorly as his classmates. And so the effects on kids are, it's not uniform across the board because kids start out different. Every kid is different, but they're all similar in terms of impacting potential, impacting self-worth, how a kid views his place in the world, how a kid reacts to all of the things about himself that aren't what they should be. And do they act out with their classmates? Do they act out with their siblings? Do they act out with their parents? And so as kids get older, it's easier to see some of the deficits. So if a two-year-old kid is lead poisoned, it's not good. But you probably won't be able to see all of the effects until a kid is 4 or 5 or 7 or 10. Or in some cases, the best way to view it is at the age of 18 or 19 or 20, once they've gotten to a point where they're trying to graduate high school or pass the GED exam.
Wow. So you look at that, and thanks for that setup, because there are so many things that can happen. And then physically down the road, all the other potential damages from lead poisoning, it's easy to read about some of those, certainly, and everybody's case would be individual as to how it affects them and the exposure and whatnot. But what happens in January is really important, right, because it affects all those other kids or other people who could have a lawsuit with the city over what's happened. So this is really important, what happens in January, right?
It is. And so at this point, almost all of the lawsuits have been filed. But when you have, you know, when the Flint water crisis happened, the estimates of what the population in the city of Flint was are around 100,000 people. And that population has diminished over time. It's been diminishing for decades for various reasons. But of those 100,000 people, somewhere around 20 to 22,000 are probably under the age of 18. And most people who have decided to take legal action already filed lawsuits. Not for kids, but for adults, you have some serious statutes of limitations issues. For kids, they really have until they're 19 years old, because the statute statute's different for a child. They have to become an adult before it really kicks in. But the reason these trials are so important, they're called bellwether trials. It's a, you know, it's a fancy term that's used in large litigations with thousands of people. And these kids will serve as bellwethers, meaning they're going to be able to sort of be the barometer for all of the other cases that are similar. And so if you have 14 kids and all 14 lose, which will not happen, but if that were to happen, you can have a pretty good feeling about what the likelihood of success is for all of the other kids that are similarly situated. Conversely, if, depending on various factors, one kid gets a verdict of $5 million, and one kid gets a verdict of $100,000, and one kid gets a verdict of $1.75 million, depending on the various factors that went into each of those individual kids' verdicts, you can begin to formulate ways to look at the other cases that prior to a trial, you're just kind of making up. You know, I know what I think a case is worth for child A with these 15 factors, you know, but what I think, not just, you know, in my own life and marriage doesn't matter, but, you know, in the world of the legal world, it doesn't matter either until a jury or a judge says it so. So, yes, this is a huge moment in time for all the people in Flint because it will, for the first time, value the harm and damage that was done to members of the most vulnerable population.
Yeah, like I said, it certainly illustrates that. And you as the lead attorney, we're speaking with Corey Stern about the Flint water crisis, the lawsuit for the kids that's going to go into federal court in January of 2021. I mean, this in prepping for this kind of a trial, this kind of a situation, this is just, I just picture you just surrounded by thousands of documents and talking to all kinds of people. And what's it like to get ready for something like this?
It's challenging, as you described. You know, to be honest, the crisis, the COVID, you know, the health crisis that we're in has actually made it a little bit easier. I mean, there's, you know, we're all kind of staying in place, and even when we're out and about to any extent, it's not typically like I'm used to flying around the country or flying back and forth to Michigan. You know, and it's not just one person. There's always a team of people that work on trials like this. But yes, you're right. There have been, you know, tens of depositions that have already been taken in this litigation. The depositions are continuing on a weekly basis, so we're still getting, you know, evidence before the trial. We have at least 10 experts that are working their rear ends off during this period of time because experts are needed to prove various types of damages. And but it's also extremely rewarding. I mean, as any lawyer that gets to this point where they're preparing trials for clients of theirs who are really, really hurt, especially when you've been working on a case, you know, we've been involved in these cases since mid-2015, and here we are in mid-2020, and it's hard to believe that it's been 6 years since the crisis started and 5 years since we've been litigating it. But it's fun and it's rewarding, and anybody who goes to law school to become a litigator and you've got lawyers in your family, I mean, it's not as stressful at the moment as it is exciting and also rewarding, and talking to these folks on a daily basis or a weekly basis and preparing them for their trial. You know, you could tell that there's an energy amongst the parents of these kids that, all right, now it's finally time. You know, like we've been through a lot. Our city's been through a lot. They've got a ton of pride in Flint. They've got a ton of pride in Michigan. And they've got a ton of pride in their family. And so it's a responsibility. It's exciting. And as a lawyer, you know, as a dad, I wouldn't want to be doing anything else right now in my life but preparing for these trials.
Yeah, interesting, the pandemic, how you said that, how it's weird. It creates that a little bit of that vacuum of time, a little bit of that opening, and then January is when this happens. So we'll talk to you before then and during it, too, I hope, as well, Corey. But thanks so much for joining us on the show and spending some time with us.
It's been a pleasure, and I so appreciate you covering the story. It's really important, not just for folks in Flint, but all over the country.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks, Corey.
Yep, be well.
We'll be right back.
SuperTea.com.
Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know I'm such a voracious reader, and of course on Author's Corner, one of my favorite things to do is to talk to anybody who has written a novel. You hear so many people talk about, I have the story in me, I want to write it, and oh, and they just never do it. Right?
Yeah,
they never do it.
I've met a few people like that.
Yeah, and you can hear in the background, that's Katie O'Connor, and her nom de plume, as I like to say, is just K.A. O'Connor, and the book that she's written is called Snow Falls. And if you indulge me, K.A., I'm going to read just a tiny bit of this, because if you crack this open in the beginning, it really sets it up. So again, the book is called Snow Falls, and this is how it goes. Our story begins in the mountainous regions of Snow Springs City. In summer, it was a tropical paradise of fish-filled streams for the keen fisherman, luxurious greenery for the pro golfer, that sounds good, and the amazing walks for the exceptional hiker. I want to go. But in the winter, its diverse energy automatically changed to a luminous white with a major change in tourists from the beginner snowboarder to the pro skier. This is where our disaster started for our seven spirited people. I'm hooked. So descriptive. I get it. I want to go to this place. So Katie O'Connor, welcome to the show, and tell me how you came up with this place, Snow Spring City.
So Snow Spring is snow and the summer, so put that together and bring up Snow Springs.
Right. So you put the two words together, so it's a play on that. Yes. And you and I were talking off the air, and I said, how'd you come up with the idea for your novel? So, and I think it's so unique. How'd you come up with the idea for your novel?
Well, actually, I was in a troopy, and we're driving up to Threadbow, where I used to work. And we actually started sliding off the road, and it was a bit scary, and I had a few guys with me. And we started talking about, okay, what would happen if we actually went off the road? And that's when the idea hit, well, if we did roll, what would happen? And I like DC and Marvel, so I put one and one together, and that's how we came up with the idea.
I like that. Taking those comic books, DC and Marvel, like you said, could you get bigger brands, and coming up with it and mashing it together. And what's key is you were with a group of people, and they became the characters. You used actual real names of people in your books, didn't you?
Yes. So I was on the cruise. I actually worked on a cruise ship. And I started writing it in the snow, but when I got into the cruise ships, we have 6 weeks on straight, and so everyone would get around at breakfast and throw their ideas in. Like, for example, Connor, he's a sweet young guy. He always wanted to be a pilot, which he is now. And he said to me, I want to be a villain because I'm such a nice guy all the time and I'm so young, but I want to blow up a helicopter. So that's how the idea of the end came in.
Wow. I love that. As you said, when they're coming around at breakfast, everybody sits down and they kind of throw in their ideas, because that was the other part of it. So you used actual names, but when you were writing this, everybody sort of got involved and got excited about your project, didn't they?
They really did. They had such a good time doing it.
And then it becomes this novel, and here you had, you know, they didn't write it for you, but in a way they were collaborators, because I think they were lifting you up to do it. Did that make it easier to write?
It really did. Like Craig, Nori, Sean, they're just such great people, and their personalities, they're all different personalities, everyone you meet. So for them to say, yeah, I want to be a main character, but I would like the power of fire, or like the power of ice, or I want to talk to animals. That really came into it as well.
Did you base a character on yourself?
Actually, no, I didn't. I didn't really want to be a part of it because I was writing it. So I just love watching everyone's personalities evolve over first meeting them and actually getting on the boat or getting down the snowfield and putting them all together, because then after meeting so many people, you see how people react to each other. And it's kind of like an observation.
Yeah, and you say that after meeting so many people, and this is a great takeaway from you writing the book, is you say your personality changed after you got out there.
Definitely. When I was in school, I was really shy, and I never thought I would do the things I did. But it just took one leap to say, okay, I've had enough of Brisbane. Everything's the same. I'm never going to change, to actually getting a job down in the snow and meeting all these great people that's just changed my life forever. And once you start, you can't stop. Traveling is so good.
Yeah, traveling is so good. That's you're absolutely right. And that's what your book is about, too, because you say that. You say our seven young people, Sean, Craig, Mitch, Emma, Charlie, Nori, Tom, have to endure what they have to endure when four of them end up in a massive car crash with a box of toxic fumes that changes even the bystanders' DNA and outlook on life. And moving on to new adventures from Africa to the Caribbean curiously brings them all back together for a life-threatening chase and a kidnapping that is reviewed by friendship and by love. So you did that. You took them on adventures. When you were on the ship, did you take adventures?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The cruise ship I went on allowed you to go with the passengers to go wherever they went. You're allowed to go as well, which was amazing because we're in the Kimberleys, New Zealand, and Papua New Guinea. We also did the Cairns Reef as well. So we all organized. So I was in a cabin crew. we all organized that if one of us was working on a trip that the other one hasn't done yet, we'd swap over so that everyone got to see the Kimberleys or New Zealand. So it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I bet it was pretty amazing. And then you come up with this novel, you put it together, it gets published, you get it together, you get it published. What was the reaction to your mates when you got it published and you told them, hey, I've done it, I put it together and it's done?
I really couldn't believe it. I sent out copies to everyone mentioned in the book and those who weren't, and they were over the moon. They couldn't believe that it's them. They know it's them, and, you know, Connor, he's blowing up a helicopter, and Julie, she's kidnapping people, and Murray, she can talk to animals. They're just, oh, wow, this is amazing.
That's funny. And again, the name of the book is Snow Falls by K.A. O'Connor. It's a novel. We've been talking about the plot and what that's like. What do you hope, and I think we've really said it, what do you ultimately hope when people escape? And that's novels to me, and you've written that kind of a novel that's so descriptive. That's why I read those very few sentences in the beginning, because you automatically paint the picture for us. So people escape, they get into your novel. What do you want them to take away from that?
No matter what you do, you're going to meet people along the way and learn from them. Engage in what they're doing, because other people's lives are so interesting. And to get out there in the world, if it doesn't matter if you have you choose your career young or you're not sure what you're going to do, but there's ways of just whoever you meet in life is gonna just make you that much stronger.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And the travel and combined and what that can ultimately do for you. So the novel is, like I said, it really is well written. And that's the idea. It's a story. You take us up. You take us down. You do all the things that good writing does. And again, it's that escape for so many people. Will you do a follow up to this? Will you write another novel?
I have started one. It's called Summer Rains. It is a sequel to this one, but it'll be based in Snow Spring Falls in the summer. So it just gives it a bit of different texture to the next one. So everyone's coming together.
I like that. So they're coming together, only it's a different kind of climate that they're coming together in.
Yes. So there'll be a bit more summery things than winter. And at the end, someone gets lost, so we've got to see if they come and see if they can find them again.
Yeah, don't give too much away. So in the first book, we got kidnapping and coming up with these wild ideas. What do you do? I'm just thinking noxious fumes and oh my gosh. And now you catapult us into something completely different, and we can't wait till you finish that one up. Pick up Snow Falls by K.A. O'Connor. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.